Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the 37th episode of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. Today we're going to focus on two learning topics to help English learners succeed. In today's episode, we're going to introduce our listeners to complex sentences. After this segment, we're going to continue with a motivational creative story with listening and answering comprehension questions written by Maestro Circe and published on Amazon in the books and ebooks titled Creative Stories for American English Learners, Volumes 1 and 2. Are you ready? Let's begin. Understanding complex sentences. In English grammar, a complex sentence is a sentence that contains an independent clause, a complete sentence, and at least one dependent clause. Dependent clauses, also known as subordinate clauses, rely on the independent clause to form a complete thought. Let's explore complex sentences in more detail. What is an independent clause? An independent clause, also called a main clause, is a group of words that can stand alone as a sentence. It contains a subject and a predicate and expresses a complete thought. Here are some examples of independent clauses. The cat slept on the windowsill. She completed her homework early. What is a dependent clause? A dependent clause, on the other hand, cannot stand alone as a complete sentence. It depends on the independent clause to give it meaning. Dependent clauses often begin with subordinating conjunctions such as although, because, while, if, and when. Here are examples of dependent clauses. Although he studied hard. Because she was tired. Combining independent and dependent clauses. Complex sentences are formed by combining an independent clause with one or more dependent clauses. The dependent clause provides additional information or context to the main clause. Let's look at some examples of complex sentences. Although it was raining, they went for a walk. Because she had practiced, she performed well in the concert. When the bell rang, the students quickly packed up their books. Punctuation in complex sentences. When joining independent and dependent clauses to form a complex sentence, it's essential to use appropriate punctuation. A common way to connect them is by using subordinating conjunctions and punctuation marks such as commas. Here are examples of correctly punctuated complex sentences. Although it was hot, they decided to go for a hike. Because she studied diligently, she aced the test. When the movie ended, we went out for ice cream. Practice time. Now that you understand the basics of complex sentences, it's time to practice. Try combining independent and dependent clauses to create your complex sentences. Remember to use subordinating conjunctions and proper punctuation. Here are some prompts to get you started. Write a complex sentence using the subordinating conjunction, although. Create a complex sentence using the subordinating conjunction if. Form a complex sentence using the subordinating conjunction while. Have fun experimenting with complex sentences and enhancing your writing skills.
Put a success story in the USA. Creative Stories number 7. Once upon a time, there was a young woman named Huda from Libya. Huda wanted to move to the United States to learn English, find a good career, and start her own family. Huda's dream came true when she applied, won the green card lottery, and moved to the United States for a better life. Huda said her goodbyes to her family in Libya and left for Southern California, USA. When she arrived at John Wayne Airport in Irvine, California, she was excited and ready to start her new life. She had worked hard and saved money for a few months of expenses in the USA. She stayed at Motel 6, an inexpensive hotel, for a week while she looked for an apartment and a night school to take English classes. She learned to use public transportation and traveled to different cities in Orange County, California, to search for apartments and schools that offered English as a second language classes for free at night. Finally, she moved to Anaheim, California, where she found a studio apartment and North Orange Community Education, part of North Orange County Community College District, which offered free English as a second language classes at night and on Saturdays. Huda enrolled in language classes and started studying English. Her favorite class was a beginner's level class because it was easy. She said, "It was really easy. It wasn't hard. It was really easy." Huda said, "I like it because I can get everything I need for free. It's nice." Huda said she was happy with her life and new apartment and ready to make new friends. Huda said that she could understand the language, but she struggled to speak the English language fluently. Huda said that learning English was difficult because she did not speak English before coming to the United States. She had learned Arabic first and later Spanish in high school. She said she did not have much formal training or experience in English until she came to the United States. Huda said she had some help from her English teacher, Maestro Cersei, who was very helpful. She said she struggled with the new language but did what she could to learn and practice her English skills every day. She would go to a public library every morning, look for free books to read, and learn vocabulary words from them. Huda also watched many TV shows and movies in English, especially American television and films. Within a month of arriving in the United States, Huda had her apartment and was already successful in her English class at night. She began looking for jobs. Although her English was not fluent, she was lucky to be fluent in Spanish because a majority of the population in Anaheim were Spanish speakers. She spoke to her neighbors who worked at Disneyland, and they helped her find a job working in one of the Disneyland restaurants, where she got a job in the kitchen preparing food. She said, "I am happy. I'm learning. I want to get better." Huda said she worked hard and learned new skills because she liked cooking. She worked at Disneyland for 2 years. Huda said she was happy with her job at Disneyland because working with people she knew was fun. She said that she liked working with her friends and other staff members. Huda said she was grateful that she could find a good job and a place to live in a country she did not know. Then, after her second year, she got a better job that paid a lot more than she had been making at Disneyland. Huda said she loved her job, enjoyed making great food for people, and took pride in her work. Huda was hired as assistant manager at a fast food restaurant called Taco Bell. She bought a new Ford Focus and was happy with her new car. Huda continued to go to school at night and improve her English. Now that she's been studying English for 2 straight years, she has greatly improved her English fluency. Her teacher, Maestro Cersei, was very proud of her and recommended her for a scholarship. The Orange County Community College District had a scholarship program for students studying in the English as a second language program. Huda applied for the scholarship and won it. She said the money helped her buy more books and materials to learn English, which made her happy. she received a letter from the scholarship office saying she was recognized as a top student at North Orange County Community College District. Huda said that she was excited about getting the scholarship. Her dream was still alive. She continued to study English and learn how to speak the language fluently. Huda began thinking about marriage, and she wanted to get married. She found a man named Muhammad who lived in Anaheim, California. He was a friend of her neighbor. Huda said, "I was interested in him because he was a Muslim. I thought I could be more comfortable with someone Muslim." Huda said she thought his being Muslim would help her stay connected with her heritage. Huda met Muhammad again when she went to the local mosque to pray. He was there when she arrived, and they talked. Then, she asked him if she could join him at the mosque. They began meeting each other regularly at the mosque. Huda said that he had helped her a lot. They were very friendly and respectful to each other. She liked his character and personality. Muhammad was also helpful with her learning English and studying. He was always trying to help her. Huda and Muhammad spent a lot of time together reading the Quran and studying the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Huda and Muhammad got engaged. Huda said she and Muhammad were happy, and everything went well. Her job as an assistant manager at Taco Bell paid well, and she finally completed the advanced level of her ESL classes. Huda and Muhammad continued to be happy. They married, and Huda started living with Muhammad and his family. She said she felt comfortable with Muhammad and his family. They loved her too. Huda said that the family was very nice and warm to her. Huda was happy to have a family that loved her and that she was successful in the United States of America. A short while after she got married, Huda became pregnant. She had twins, and now she felt her life was complete. She now had a family of her own, a husband she respected and loved, and a job that paid well. She worked hard to reach this happy stage of her life, but it was all worth it. She was happy she decided to move to the United States of America and start a new life. Comprehension questions for Huda success story in the USA. Creative Stories number 7A. One. What were Huda's main goals when she decided to move to the United States? 2. How did Huda prepare for her new life in the USA after arriving at John Wayne Airport? 3. Why did Huda find it easier to communicate with a majority of the population in Anaheim? 4. How did Huda initially support her English language learning? 5. What job did Huda initially find while continuing to study English at night? 6. What achievement did Huda accomplish after studying English for 2 years? 7. Describe Huda's life and ultimate happiness after getting married in the United States. 1. Huda's main goals were to learn English, find a good career, and start her own family. 2. Huda saved money for expenses, stayed at an inexpensive hotel, and enrolled in free ESL classes at North Orange Community Education. 3. Huda found it easier to communicate with a majority of Spanish speakers in Anaheim because she was fluent in Spanish. Four, Huda supported her English learning by going to the library, reading books, watching TV shows and movies in English. Five, Huda found a job working in one of the Disneyland restaurants, preparing food in the kitchen. Six, after studying English for 2 years, Huda greatly improved her fluency and received a scholarship. Seven, Huda found love, got married, had twins, and felt complete with her family, husband, and job in the USA.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts twice a week, on Sundays and Wednesdays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.